8:34 on the Ron Lyons program on a Monday night. Number one for six consecutive
If you ask him, Ron will tell you the exact length of that song, the length of the intro and the fade, and what was on the backside of the 45. It's part of who he is, a guy who always wanted to sit in front of a microphone.
My mother has stories of me saying, "Blah blah, watch time is 8:45, and I was 5 or 6 years old.
KCBS News Time, 6:58 as we go back to the Bay Bridge with Ron.
It is really bad. There are two stall trucks.
To hundreds of thousands of Bay Area commuters, Ron Lyons is the man who tells them where there's trouble, but that's just the final act in a long career. Ron started out as a DJ back in 1955 in his native Asheville, North Carolina. It wasn't long before radio programmers spotted his style and brought him to Northern California.
40 miles of Baton Rouge, that's Dwayne Eddy, and rebounding out of the past, 1958 was the year. It's 421 KROY, fun time, the Ron Lyons program for Monday, September 11, 1961.
It wasn't all smooth sailing. Among other indignities, Ron was once fired the night before he was to get married. You've heard his voice many places on the radio dial.
The only station I haven't worked for is a Standard down on Bay Street.
In fact, our own Al Hart had a hand in all this as program director at San Francisco's KNBR in the 1960s.
Ron was let go, and I grabbed him right away. I hired him for the station that I was running.
But soon a cost-cutting program was ordered, and Al had to deliver the bad news.
I hired the guy, and then I had to fire the guy. And I've regretted that ever since.
Wherever Ron Lyons has hung his headphones, one thing's been clear. Ron's the real deal. Nothing phony, no fluff. Legendary San Francisco DJ Carter B. Smith.
I'm sure your listeners at KCBS can tell he's a very warm, down-home kind of guy. He doesn't have a lot of pretension with him.
But make no mistake, Ron Lyons takes great pride in his work.
I'll tell you something. I always like what Spencer Tracy said when he was negotiating a contract once. He said, just because we make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
He's been known to spend hours in the production studio crafting special pieces.
We who are lucky enough to live in a major league area get to witness the ongoing greatness of Will, Uribe, Jose, and Maguire. It's baseball.
What now? Ron's just released a CD testimonial to a singer-songwriter many have forgotten.
Songwriter-singer.
With a twinkle in his eye.
Mickey Newberry.
Ron's moving to the Oregon coast, already planning a home studio where he wants to work on more projects that matter to him in the future. He'll have a lot of memories to fall back on.
Ron Lyons with another KEW Beatle interview, and welcome back to KEWB, John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
For your pleasure, I give you Roll Over, Beethoven.
Gonna write a little letter, gonna make